Methods of Communication. Sally and her mother.
Hi, Sally. How are you doing? Oh, no, you're not busy again.
I'm afraid so, but it's great to get out and see you.
But you're always messing around with your phone when we're talking.
Oh, am I? That's terrible. I'm just trying to keep up with my emails.
Yeah, but they say you need to take breaks from work in the evenings and weekends and stuff. Apparently, if you don't, it's really bad for you. I read it somewhere and I worry about you.
No need to worry. I don't think that's true.
Do you really have to answer everything straight away?
Yeah, it saves such a lot of time.
And do you ever turn it off? I mean, what do you do at night?
I screen my calls, and if it's someone I need to talk to, it pings, which wakes me up. Then I can call them back.
Couldn't they wait till the morning?
Well, the thing is, I have to talk to people in New York and Tokyo, so I have to be in contact during their work hours.
But Sally, that must be really hard. I reckon that's why you're always exhausted.
Yeah, it's tiring being on call all the time. But, you know, it's so interesting. I love my job.
I can tell. You even bring your work with you when you come to see me.
Yeah. I know some people say you shouldn't take your work on holiday, but I always take my phone.
I know.
There's no harm in checking your emails from time to time, you know.
You couldn't leave it at home?
No, I couldn't.
But when do you ever relax? I'd say leave your phone at home, at least at weekends.
No, I couldn't. I know it's difficult to relax sometimes, but I love what I do. It's amazing how much I miss the buzz of work when I'm away, even for a few days.
Really? I used to be glad to get out of the office when I was young.